cold anymore. He threw it at the girl. It hit her in the stomach, splashing white foam, and it rolled off in the dirt near some other cans, all of which had originated from the same cooler. For 2 6-packs now, they had thrown their half-empty cans at her and laughed. Willard had trouble with the target, but Cobb was fairly accurate. They were not ones to waste beer, but the heavier cans could be felt better, and it was great fun to watch the foam shoot everywhere. The warm beer mixed with the dark blood and ran down her face and neck into a puddle behind her head. She did not move. Willard asked Cobb if he thought she was dead. Cobb opened another beer and explained that she was not dead because niggers generally could not be killed by kicking and beating and raping. It took much more. Something like a knife or a gun or a rope to dispose of a nigger. Although he had never taken part in such a killing, he had lived with a bunch of niggers in prison and knew all about them. They were always killing each other, and they always used a weapon of some sort. Those who were just beaten and raped never died. Some of the whites were beaten and raped, and some of them died, but none of the niggers. Their heads were harder. Willard seemed satisfied. Willard asked what he planned to do now that they were through with her. Cobb sucked on his joint, chased it with beer, and said he was